Halo guys, balik lagi di podcast kita, When We Talk About. Di sini ada host kalian, Vanessa dan juga Erwin. Nah, topik hari ini bakal seru banget, karena lagi nge-hype banget di Indonesia. Apa tuh, Win?
Ada social media baru ya, Van. Namanya Clubhouse.
Wah, Clubhouse, Clubhouse atau Clubhouse nih? Yang mana nih?
Clubhouse, Clubhouse.
Bukannya yang biasa di Bali atau di Jakarta gitu?
Wah, ini beda lah. Kita nggak bisa Clubhouse yang di Bali. Jakarta kan lagi COVID nih. Ini orang-orang Amerika, jujur menurut gue, kreatif banget sih. Makanya bikin a virtual version of Clubhouse.
Waduh, ini this is like more into like the audio based social networking gitu ya, Win, gara-gara pandemik ya?
Betul, betul, betul. Jadi, I think starting like May last year, mereka launching this social media base yang called namanya Clubhouse. Terus karena dia voice base dan juga orang karena pandemik nggak bisa keluar rumah segala macam, jadi they actually do mingling, they actually do networking using this application gitu, dan akhirnya malah go viral gitu. Dan actually mereka riding on a tailwind of pandemic di mana orang nggak bisa keluar itu gitu.
I see. So I think what I heard, Clubhouse launch itu tuh di beginning di March yang kamu bilang tadi kan. And it is actually like the San Francisco based app run by the company Alpha Exploration gitu. Sekarang itu katanya kalau nggak salah udah dapet around like 12 million investment gitu kan dari beberapa ini nih dari beberapa VC nih dan katanya udah jadi unicorn ya Winnya.
Betul betul. Jadi actually just this January they finally acquired the status of a unicorn gitu. Just you know shy within a year of their existence lah in the market ya. And it's crazy karena I think it's super super fast. Kayak within less than a year mereka udah punya 2 million active users and it's global active users kan nggak cuma in the US, even in Indonesia aja gue sendiri udah mulai pakai juga gitu. And they're backed by one of the top venture capitalists in the world than ever, gitu kan? Andreessen Horowitz, gitu. Mungkin kalau buat teman-teman yang nggak tahu, Andreessen Horowitz ini tuh investornya Lyft, Facebook, Pinterest, you know, GitHub. Jadi even Airbnb juga salah satu portfolionya mereka yang masih aktif sekarang. Jadi you know, it's very legendary company yang ngebacking mereka juga, gitu.
Very interesting. So, it is really exclusive. Dan kemarin itu boomingnya gara-gara Elon Musk itu istilahnya make this booming gitu ya. So, how exclusive it is gitu loh in the Indonesia? Dan actually, what kind of like features that we can expect from Clubhouse?
Ini sebenarnya emang lumayan eksklusif karena buat bisa join ke dalam aplikasi itu ada dua syarat. Satu, kita harus punya invitation dari orang. Jadi ketika kita join, kita dapat jatah dua invitation, right? Only two, which is small banget. Dia bahkan limitin, biasanya kalau social media lain sebanyak-banyaknya gitu kan, ini dia cuma batasin dua. Jadi eksklusif banget. Yang kedua itu syaratnya adalah harus iPhone user, karena dia baru ada di iOS, belum ada di Android gitu. Jadi it's very exclusive dan invitation-based juga. Sampai dengar-dengar tuh ada diperjualbelikan gitu kan, Evan, di second market gitu.
Dan the second market-nya itu seperti kayak Alibaba second hand market di China. Bahkan bahkan application-nya itu nggak ada di Apple App Store-nya China gitu. This is very interesting and it's very actually funny. So, apa aja nih Win feature-feature yang sebenarnya bisa dilakukan di Clubhouse? Kalau misalnya kita we are imagining the Clubhouse like for example like the Clubhouse in Bali and everything is like live music, like people talk, right? And then how different gitu loh. The Clubhouse in offline and also in the online world.
So, I think personally speaking as a user juga nih, gue baru akhirnya dapat invitation kayak 2 weeks ago. I've been using this app massively and heavily. It works like magic, like literally. So the idea is you can follow and you know people can follow you just like a Twitter, Instagram or other social media, right? You can actually make a room where in that room too you can do a conversation with anybody, right? It can be a private room, which means you know it will not be open in the marketplace. It can only be accessed by people whom you ping, right? But if you set your room to be public, that means people can actually jump in and listen to your conversation. So it becomes the app actually looks like a marketplace of interesting conversations with different topics. So it's crazy. Like what Vanessa mentioned with Elon Musk, Elon Musk, I think like a week ago or like 5 days ago, he actually make this room where he interviewed the CEO of Robinhood. Padahal Robinhood juga lagi heboh banget kemarin karena masalah ada skandal yang dari Reddit itu gitu kan.
Exactly.
Nah, jadi ini jadi viral banget karena now you can actually jump in and actually be in the same room secara live sama orang-orang selevel Elon Musk, dan it's free. It's free and it's just so crazy kayak how they actually shorten the bridge or the barrier to entry to any of these famous people gitu, and any of these smart people juga gitu. Jadi it really really works like magic gitu. Gua sayang banget karena gua kelewatan sih yang punya Elon Musk. tapi kayak gua sendiri kayak misalkan nih selama berapa hari terakhir gua menggunakan aplikasinya gitu ya. Damn, I was in the same room as Kevin Alwi, co-foundernya Gojek. Right, I was in the same room with Paniko Wijaya, CEO-nya BRI Ventures, and with a lot of these venture capitalists, with a lot of these, you know, founders and CEOs yang actually now are actively using this platform juga gitu to actually network, to actually just talk. And the interesting part is it's not just about talking, you know, serious stuff. You can actually talk about nonsense stuff juga gitu. Jadi you can talk about anything, and then you can have an audience juga gitu. So I think, damn, this app really, really works like magic, fun.
I see. So, several interesting features that actually I also know. For example, kamu bisa istilahnya, even doing the conference room, you can stream the audio, you can do like the call podcast events ya, Win, ya. Dan ini itu kata-kata orang itu mirip-mirip misalnya kayak mirip-mirip Facebook, mirip-mirip podcast, tapi di jenis satu gitu. Is it?
Yeah, in a sense, you know, it's kind of like listening or jumping into a live radio talk, right? But the difference is kalau live radio talk it's only one way, ya kan? It's only one way. Ada satu orang penyiar radionya di studio, mungkin dia ngundang pembicara gitu kan. Terus pendengar mungkin enggak gitu bisa jump in gitu. Nah, the interesting part with that analogy with radio talks, pendengar atau kayak, you know, the users in this case dari Clubhouse tuh sebenarnya bisa nge-ping untuk be a part of the conversation, right? They can raise their hand. Itu ada feature namanya raise hand. So if you press the button, the moderator of the room itu will get the notification bahwa oh, somebody raise their hand. So if this moderator tuh opening the chance for people to actually talk, they can accept that people. Terus this audience tuh can be now sit, kurang lebih kayak tanda kutip tuh kayak duduk di depan panggung dan ngobrol sama pembicara-pembicara yang lainnya juga gitu. It's kind of like your equivalent of radio station ngebuka buat pendengar telepon untuk ngobrol langsung sama pembicaranya gitu.
Menarik. So there is an interesting fact nih. Jadi ada namanya Hall Yafe, ya kan? He has actually organized 2 auctions in the clubhouse. So that actually where people actually auction the invitation with, and the total of the auction is like around like $4,000. Jadi it started like small and organically, ya kan? Terus they actually open a room, for example on Tuesday on the clubhouse gitu kan. Terus kayak people started showing up. Before you knew it, they actually throwing their names up for the auction. Jadi bidders were buying. Over the next 8 hours, over 600 people came to the room. Itu dan itu around like $2,000 gitu of domains was auction off. Itu lucu banget sih. Jadi apalagi sebenarnya one of the features in the clubhouse itu bisa nampung sekitar 5,000 orang kan istilahnya dalam satu topik, benar nggak sih, Win?
Iya, betul. And you know, it's crazy, man. I mean, people auction the invitation to this app. I wanna get what you think about this, ya kan? I mean, usually kayak any social media, any application, any company would want to have that network effect. You know, people do, you know, they do like member get member promotion, which is exactly what Clubhouse is doing. But the difference is, you know, when you talk about Facebook early days or Instagram early days, you know, they allow you to send as many invitations to as many friends as you can, right? They actually encourage that to happen. In this sense, they limit the whole invitational process. Gitu. What do you think about that, Fun? Why do you think that works? You know, it's interesting, don't you think?
So it depends on how Clubhouse wants to position itself, right? Whether it's very exclusive invitation only, or is it like mass market application. So maybe this is also like a marketing gimmick, right, Erwin? Essentially, yeah. As a social like application, you want to have as many as audience that actually join the applications, right? But since the pandemic has slowed down like here and there, maybe this is part of like the marketing gimmicks in which the Clubhouse actually like use this to make people want to use Clubhouse in the beginning, right? And then they will open up the access to many people. So it's not really exclusive anymore, but they will acquire a lot of like attention. And in the end of the day, it will search in terms of like attraction, right?
Yeah. So,
tapi ini tergantung lagi ya, ini tergantung banget. Apakah benar-benar they want to limit the exclusivity? Because for example, if you actually open up like the room for like more mass market, these exclusive people will not talk much, but not really, right? Bisa jadi semakin banyak orang yang istilahnya join, they will feel like, okay, my opinion and everything, my talks, my voice are being heard. So, my personal opinion, this might be a marketing gimmick. What do you think, Arwin?
Jadi kayak bandwagon effect gitu ya, Van?
Iya, benar. Jadi kayak, just imagine this is like a new, whole different game for the marketing strategy.
Benar-benar sih. Tapi I think it's genius, man. I think it's genius the fact that they don't open this to public dulu. Karena gua aja jadi kayak lebih banyak, lebih sering make Clubhouse. I think like part of my, a chunk of my attention that usually goes to other social media platforms kayak TikTok or to Instagram. Now I actually shift to Clubhouse. Karena I feel like, you know, it's more high quality content gitu. I don't know man if it's open to mainstream and then now a lot of people are using it, you know, it's not invitation based only anymore. I don't know, my thinking is maybe the quality of content will slowly drop down, and then like you said, right, a lot of this high quality people, high net worth individuals yang ada di dalam Clubhouse tuh malah akhirnya mungkin jadi agak malas juga nggak sih buat bikin konten di sana gitu.
Well, it depends. So it's like a real world elitism, right? But make it a virtual elitism. Jadi sebenarnya kan kalau misal di aplikasi Clubhouse itu sendiri, you can kind of like limit the people that can join a room. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe after they open up like this exclusivity to more people, yeah, the high net worth individuals and everything, they still can't use Clubhouse, but in a, for example, like elite conversation or room, right? So I don't think it will make it less attractive for these individuals, but the exclusive part for like, for example, like someone or some people that actually want to learn from them, it might be divided again in a sense, yeah. So it will not be as open as before, but whenever this kind of like famous people wants to talk to the world, they actually have the platform. So it's actually like killing a bird with actually like just like directly, right? So yeah, I think it's also like possible to do that. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, in a sense, it kind of reminds me of Twitter in its early days. See, you know, when it was like super exclusive. It's kind of like a way for people to get an access to, you know, famous people's atau kayak well-known people's mind and thought. I think in that sense, yeah, kind of agree with you juga. But I don't know, man. Kayak, you know, I think like three days ago, I was in the room with Kevin Alawi, and then ada kayak Jet Sutoyo, you know, the founder of Rupiah Token, and they were like talking about the usage of blockchain, and just to give like an example gitu ya, kita talking about the use of blockchain mungkin bisa dipakai buat nge-track vaccination supaya jadi nggak lepas, and so on and so forth. I mean, that kind of heavy and high quality conversation can actually, you know, I mean, it has like two sides of it, right? On the other hand, kayak in these very early days, it's that kind of heavy conversation that we can have. But on the other hand, imagine kalau misalkan mainstream the mainstream itu udah mulai masuk ke dalam Clubhouse. What if, you know, it's used buat dipakai jualan MLM atau kayak dipakai buat, I don't know, man, kayak nyebarin berita-berita yang enggak yang hoax juga, atau kayak, you know, to share a lot of rumors segala macam. Yeah, I don't know. Gua agak-agak bit skeptical sih gitu if this app is like being open to everyone.
Just like Telegram, like pom-pom stuff issues that actually have been hype. I mean, like have been hyped in Indonesia now. So yeah, that's another interesting point to see. So looking at the direction of like Clubhouse, right? How this will expand? Because as we mentioned before, this is only like a year old startup, I would say, and it's already become like a unicorn. What kind of like direction gitu ya? Ini menariknya di sini. Directionnya Clubhouse itu kemana gitu? Kalau sekarang kan lebih ke arah benar-benar audio based social networking, live conversation, a little bit like podcast, a little bit like streaming audio, a little bit like call. Maybe they also want to go to the direction of like yang kayak video conferencing juga mungkin bisa, mungkin ya. Yeah, so yeah, it's going to like maybe want to become like a super app again in the end. We never know, right? But in the beginning, creating this kinds of hype will attract a lot of like attention, will improve their valuation significantly. Using some fundings, it's easier, right? And then getting more names to actually use their applications, that will be a very good investment in the early stage. Nah, ini mungkin juga karena tadi the agenda, right? What's actually the agenda behind this? Apakah menjadi the... As we know, kayak misalnya kayak kemarin seperti WhatsApp sebagai Facebook gitu kan, kemarin juga ada masalah tentang privacy and everything, right? Maybe they will see this as the opportunity to become like the next WhatsApp, the next Facebook, right? For the coming generations, we never know. The most interesting thing is like, how likely this will evolve in Indonesia, Win? Gimana nih? Apa? What do you think in terms of like the opportunity, in terms of like risk, right? And also like the horizon.
Right, I think like opportunity ya for anybody, for any listeners of when we talk about yang pakai iPhone, you can get your hand on that invitation. You should definitely get it, definitely 100%. Kayak gue sendiri personally, pakai ini aja gue udah kayak, you know, I can like already do networking inside. I can already like get a lot of insights and getting like a lot of learnings juga just by literally. You know, I was like, it's like after hours, after work, I was like, you know, doing nothing practically. So I was just opening my mobile phone, terus dapat notification gitu kan. Oh, CEO-nya BRI Ventures lagi ngobrol sama partnernya GDP Venture gitu. Kayak, oh, apa nih gitu kan. Oh, dia tiba-tiba masuk lagi nih, ada Arya Setia Dharma nih, dari Prasetya Dwi Dharma nih, gitu masuk juga. Kayak, wah, dia deh, gue join deh. And then like the talks is like evolving every single day, right? So, I mean, in terms of opportunity, this is definitely a place where you can learn a lot and where you can network easily with anybody. It's crazy and it's really seamless gitu loh to actually use this app. So that's one angle of opportunity that I can see ya di Indonesia gitu. Tapi in terms of this app dipake sama mainstream, again itu yang gue masih agak-agak skeptical sebenarnya. I don't know, kayak there needs to be some sort of social rules-nya di sini gitu kali ya, kayak what kind of content yang bisa dibikin, topiknya apa aja, terus juga I mean it's yet to be understood how the algorithm works, kayak which room atau which kind of conversation I see first in the top of my screen, itu yang kayak gue masih belum tahu juga itu gimana evolvingnya gitu. Tapi that's one way I can see it. Another way yang gue kepikiran juga, mungkin not just in Indonesia ya, tapi globally, is how Clubhouse can actually monetize, right? They do mention in an interview bahwa the next step for them is they want to create a fund, dan juga mau create a model where all these creators inside the app can monetize directly. Nah, jadi kalau yang gue baca-baca, model mereka tuh mirip kayak Patreon gitu. Mungkin kalau teman-teman yang belum tahu Patreon itu aplikasi in the US, a website in the US where users can actually subscribe to your favorite influencer. Jadi it's kind of like a monetization slash subscription as a tool model for a content creator to actually get more money out of their contents that they create gitu. So whether you're creating on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Snapchat, you can make a Patreon account terus orang tuh bisa subscribe buat dapetin exclusive content dari creator-nya itu. Nah, si Clubhouse ini konon rencananya tuh pakai model yang sama, Van, gitu. Jadi misalkan nih gue lagi bikin room di dalam Clubhouse gitu, terus ternyata orang-orang tuh suka sama pembicaraan yang gue bikin. Nah, mereka tuh bisa kayak nge-subscribe gitu. Mereka bisa kayak nyumbang coins lah gitu, atau kayak nyumbang uang supaya ke pembicaranya yang jadi yang ngebikin roomnya itu gitu. Huh, I mean that sense, itu agak mirip kayak Twitch nggak sih sebenarnya?
There's another lens to actually see about that. That's one thing, right? Another thing is the power of data. And audio data is also valuable. Especially if you have like AI recognition, right? Voice recognition and everything. The privacy in terms of like the conversation content gitu kan. Itu tuh bisa diperjualbelikan loh. Jangan salah. So this is another way how to monetize in the sense of the applications. And I don't know how the advertising model works, but that's how you monetize the data in the next coming of years. So ada beberapa cara nih sebenarnya. Dan that's actually the interesting part, right? But how likely this application will survive after the COVID-19 ended, Erwin?
Interesting question ya. Ini agak-agak crystal ball question yang I don't think anybody can really predict gitu. Tapi I mean seeing on its growth and its traction, I think it will definitely be there ya, in my opinion ya, even after the pandemic is done gitu. Karena you know it really opens up a whole new level of networking gitu, and it really becomes kind of like a cheat code for anybody who want to mingle with anybody, you know. You want to mingle with Elon Musk, you can just easily jump into one of his talks gitu. You want to mingle with Kevin Hart gitu, the comedian, you can just jump into one of his talks, you know. So this is I know this is a very genius application in my opinion. I'm just super impressed karena as a user pun gua kayak I'm still mesmerized by how quickly I'm hooked with this app gitu. So I think it will stay, but in terms of its success, it will depend on how it will monetize, in my opinion. How it can be more sustainable. Because the business model too will impact the kind of content that will be created inside. Gitu. For now, kan, this Clubhouse feels like a more private, you know, more exclusive type of social media. Ya kan? If they charge, the business model is based on advertisement, which, you know, advertisement means it depends on how many attention, how many eyeballs, or how many pair of ears in the sense are inside the app, then it you know, it lost that sense of exclusivity from the beginning, right? So in my opinion, it depends on how they want to monetize, you know. If they do implement the Patreon / Twitch model to this application, in my opinion, it will become a very interesting application karena the quality of content tuh benar-benar tergantung dari creator-nya ini sendiri, apa creator-nya juga gitu. How they can create you know, a model yang actually encouraging high quality content creators untuk bikin more rooms, more talks, you know, more discussions on this app gitu. What do you think, Van?
Interesting. I think it's quite similar to my perspective as well. I would say even after the pandemic, right? We never know when the pandemic will be over, especially in Indonesia, just to be very honest, right? And it might take years or few years. Hopefully not that 10 years, but maybe just few years. But in the transition stage, yeah, in the transition stage, I would say Clubhouse will have a very sweet spot in not only getting the traction in the beginning, and of course by seeing the direction, whether it wants to go to the exclusive path or like inclusive path. But either way, I think this application can still thrive, especially as I mentioned in the beginning, that pandemic hasn't been over in a sense, right? So if they monetize well, if they actually do it well, if there is no regulation barriers in a sense, and there is a barriers for the data privacy, like decentralized model and everything, I would say this is a will be a huge sustainable genius model, as Erwin mentioned. So I would say ya, the adoption mungkin di Indonesia, apalagi orang-orangnya pada FOMO gitu ya, biasanya kebanyakan ya, itu pasti bakalnya cepat. Dan in terms of like whether it's exclusive or inclusive, I think we'll see in terms of like the next step and the next move of Clubhouse, Erwin.
I think it's very interesting to see how this app progresses in the future, gitu ya. And you know, I'm really interested to see how this also progresses in terms of its usage for marketers, for startup founders, or just for any creators in general, you know. You know, I'm thinking, I don't know, if I'm a musician and then I can create this personal room inside a Clubhouse, you know, for me to play my music and people can just literally listen to it. And there's a way to monetize that. That's super interesting. If I'm a podcaster or I'm a radio host, I can, you know, host my own radio show inside and people can pay me to do it. That's also super interesting, right? So yeah, again, yeah, I'm just really, really looking forward to how this progresses. In the meantime, guys, I'm telling you, if you have an iPhone, if you have a friend who are promoting Clubhouse, just ask for him or her to give you that invitation and you will see for yourself, okay? Mungkin Vanessa harus beli iPhone juga buat cobain. Oh,
waduh, nanti sulit yang ini nih.
Anyway, that's the end of our episode for this podcast. Buat teman-teman yang dengerin, jangan lupa hit the like button and juga subscribe button in YouTube, in Anchor, in Spotify, dan juga di Apple Podcast. Right, so di sini ada host kalian, Erwin dan Vanessa, and see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.
See you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
In Spotify and juga in Apple Music. Sorry, gue ulangi. Dan juga di Apple Podcast. Right, so di sini ada host kalian, Erwin dan Vanessa, and see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.